Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 17, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are doing New Earth Support Team as we do every Monday. Thanks each and every one of you for being here, whether you're live or on the recording. We're as here as usual to serve the Great Global Awakening by acting as surrogates for the collective. As always, I make the same standard requests. I do ask that whether you're live or on the recording, please give this your full and undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me. You are co-creating the field in either case, live or on the recording. So the consciousness you hold makes a big difference for everybody else. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out surreptitiously and they'll squeak you out, no problem. We'll go probably an hour or less. That's typical. And then we'll leave some time afterwards at the end for Q&A and feedback. So let's jump in. Oh, before I do, I'm getting in the habit of thanking the folks I see live as we begin. So I am grateful for the following people for their live and in-person presence, well, in-person on Zoom, if you will. So Brian, Carmen, Carrie, Cass and Jim, Deanna, Eric, James, Janet, Jeannie, Laura, Linda, Patricia, Susie, iPhone 54, and Nikki. So super grateful that each of you are here, and I give equal welcome, even though I don't know your names, to anyone who joins after live or anyone who accesses this recording at any time. So we all co-create this together. I'm just describing it. I am not in any way making it happen. I'm just sort of your empathic tour guide for the process. Okay, so let's get into this. Please close your eyes. Please become aware of how your body feels and how the energy in and around your body feels. Just get your baseline for starters. Alrighty. So I invite you to maintain that passive awareness. If you feel energy, feel that. If you don't, feel breath come and go on its own passively. And please monitor that while I set up our container. I may yawn a lot. It's not that I'm tired. That's an energetic release in this context. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. Ah, very auspicious. It's feeling really good already. Let me call my own energetic setup. I call my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. Thank you. Now, for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She cannot join us tonight, but wishes us well. We call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. Yummy. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron, highest of the angels, in the center. We call Ganesh, Archangels, please bless us and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies and our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. All right, there's our container. Anyone who now wishes to invite any additional allies who are of high vibration and benevolent intent, those will be admitted. So we'll leave a moment for anyone live or on the recording to call in additional allies of that nature. Everyone just stay relaxed and passive if you're not calling them in, and we can just feel the field sweeten. Yep, feeling better. Nice. Okay, thank you for the additional allies. So now let's do our embodied awakening invocation. In short, you're about to invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There will be no overwhelm, and you'll get only as much awakening as you are ready for. So if you would like to do that, then you're about to speak to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. We'll begin now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and relax. As your higher self comes into you, it will come in through the crown and sort of saturate you like water soaking into a sponge. The following tends to work best, based on 11 years of doing this with thousands of people. I recommend you do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just stay really passive. If you feel energy changing inside you, just passively be aware of that. If you do not feel that, just feel your breath come and go. If you get distracted at any point and you notice that, just gently return to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction remains, let it do its thing in the background. Do not engage with it further. That will only strengthen it. So just be attentive to the energy or breath instead. And I recommend you use the absolute minimum effort needed to hold this awareness of energy or breath. You might even try zero effort and see if that's enough to feel it without even trying. If it's not, just add back barely enough effort to feel it. The less effort used to hold this awareness, the better. It leaves more space for the higher self to come in. If that's too much, just feel energy or feel breath, and you can keep it that simple if you prefer. Wow, feeling really good, guys. So at this point, I'm monitoring the entire field. This is the overall effect being created by the consciousness being held by the folks on the live call, plus anyone who ever listens to the archive recording. Thanks to the Akashic Records, I'm able to feel all that in real time right now as I facilitate live. And based on what I'm feeling, y'all are doing really well. So keep it up. It's a very strong and sweet field. If at any point what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, please remain passive and simply have whatever your experience is. There are frequently customized experiences, and just go with your own rather than trying to use effort to match my description. What I describe, I believe, is what the majority of people are experiencing. Okay, there's a tiny bit of effort in the field beyond what's optimal. So if you are doing anything right now other than passive awareness, and again, a reminder, please no multitasking. If you cannot do only this, then it's actually better to leave the call entirely. And if you remember, come back and do it in the archive later. But you are affecting everybody else if you're not completely present as if you were right here in the room with me. So please do only this. I would not make that request if it were not so important and did not make such a big impact on the experience of everybody. Much better. Thank you. Use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. If you're not sure, use less and see if you still have awareness. That's feeling really good, folks. Well done. Nice. Okay. We are ready. If you, by the way, if you want to double check to make sure you are in embodied awakening, it's true when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's all true. You're there. And you don't have to be all the way there to move forward. We just ask you to give it your best shot. Even a little movement toward embodied awakening is better than less. Full is great, but we'll definitely take partial over none. Allies, we are ready. We come in service, and we are here to support the Great Global Awakening, as we do every Monday. Allies, we volunteer ourselves as surrogates for the collective, and we know that you are perceiving each and every person individually, and you know exactly what the capacity of each person is. So let each person be used for the clearing of heavy energy and or the ecstatic awakening experience that will best serve the collective. And we now ask you to commence that. As far as you humans, your best strategy, based on years of experience doing this, is to stay as passive as possible. Simply note the experience that is spontaneously happening and try to hold no preference about whether it is pleasant or unpleasant. You're here as a volunteer to serve the collective. Sometimes it's more challenging, sometimes it's more blissful, sometimes it's both at the same time. Some nights are more one than the other. We just never know until we show up. And as I said to the allies, I can promise you, none of us humans are going to be overwhelmed. It may be intense. It will never, ever be too much. That's built into our process. So you can relax fully and open to whatever the experience is. If you have higher consciousness and are more capable of processing heavy energy, they'll put more through you. If you have a deeper capacity for awakening, then they will take you deeper into the divine levels of bliss and ecstasy. Maybe both in sequence, maybe both at the same time. That has happened. So humans, remember, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. So please release your preference now to the best of your ability. Relax and let the divine allies make use of you. Each experience you have will be multiplied like loaves and fishes and will serve many other beings on earth. That's what we're doing. So relax and here we go. Thank you, allies. As always, I have no idea if I will simply be the narrator or if they're going to call me to make music of some kind. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just here to serve in whatever way the divine guides me. So we'll just see what happens and discover it all together. If there are periods of silence, that means that we're just in the space and I'm not being prompted to speak. And know that if there is a long silence, I'm still there with you holding space. I'm feeling a significant increase in bliss in my body. Yay. Well, I forgot to mention an important point. If you are being used to process heavy energy and you remain passive, then when we're done, no heavy energy will remain. You will be totally clean. In fact, probably more clean than when we started the event. Some of your heavy energy will be cleansed as well. So know that if you really let them do it, They will make sure you're clean when we're done. I'm feeling some energy flushing out my hands and now a little out my feet. So looks like they're starting to bring the heavy energy through. My understanding is that they have us process heavy energy that folks cannot process for themselves or that cannot be processed in any other way if it's not from a human directly. Yeah, so if you feel that heavy energy coming through you, just relax and allow it to flush through. It's being transmuted and flushed through your own body. And again, the allies do all that all for you. You don't have to have any skill or ability of your own. Just relax and let them do it for you. There are some flavors of heavy energy. Apparently, the only way it can be cleared is to pass through a human volunteer. If the original holder cannot do it for themselves. So let yourself be a surrogate. I'm feeling the bliss increasing. This is one of those both and moments where simultaneously we're in a sweet altered state and heavy energy is flushing through all at the same time. Once again, if what I describe is not your experience, just relax and go with whatever's happening for you. Your experience is perfect. If you're not already there, you can get to a point when you're awakened enough that you can feel this heavy stuff coming through you. And while it doesn't feel good, there's actually no suffering. It may be uncomfortable or intense, but you just feel the sensation and there's no psychological suffering associated with it. And if that's not your experience right now, then know that wake up enough and it will be. I'm feeling the hucha flush stronger in my hands. I just heard it use a technical word and South America, the word hucha in the Quechua language is their word for heavy energy. So the heavy energies, I'm feeling it very strong through the hands, a little bit through the feet. If you're feeling it too, just let it flush through. You are just pipeline, let it flow. Stay passive, let it flush. Again, I'm feeling both heavy energy release and pretty strong bliss all mixed together. I'll take it. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you are wanting to cry or make sound or move your body in some way to help release, that's all fine. Feel free. As long as nobody gets hurt, feel free to do any of that stuff. You are muted on the call. No one on the call will hear you or see you for that matter. So you can release knowing that you will not disrupt anyone else's experience if that's what you need to do. Continue relaxing, letting the heavy energy flush through you. Letting whatever good feeling is there be present. Try to release any preference about a particular moment's experience. And remember, there is absolutely no danger of overwhelm. Just try to relax and let the process run. Remain passive and simply allow the process to do its work. You may now be perceiving your physical body less as solid matter and more as energy. Continue remaining passively aware of whatever your process is. You might find it most helpful to choose awareness of the physical sensation. Or the energetic sensation, feeling, I find is the ideal focus. When healing is happening, there can be thoughts and images that swirl around in the background, and that's normal and that's fine. But you may well find that you will have the best experience and you'll be the best surrogate and have the best healing yourself when you place your attention upon the sensation of it more and just let the thoughts and imagery just swirl around on their own in the background. Again, you're not fighting anything or making anything different. You're just choosing where you're putting your attention. I recommend feeling. Try it and see if that gives you the best experience. Yeah, the field has shifted and it's even better. That feels like it's working really well for the collective experience. Well done. As a surrogate, you don't have to have any conscious awareness of what exactly is being put through you. Much of this is, for me anyhow, an ignorance is bliss. Experience. I feel heavy energy passing through. I know nothing about it except that it's heavy energy moving. I experience no thoughts, no imagery, nothing. And Benjamin has no need to know. I don't even have curiosity about it anymore. I just let it move and know that I'm being helpful and leave all else to the wisdom and power of the divine beings doing this process for us and through us. The heavy energy flush is increasing. I'm feeling even more heavy energy coming out my hands and feet. And the bliss level is remaining pretty strong. So it's all running at the same time. Feels to me like we're doing a very effective job as conduits. Good job, folks. And you certainly will be rewarded for your service. Nice shift right there. Very sweet. Deeper into divine awareness. So now my experience has shifted. It's mostly euphoria with a lower percentage now of healing energy. Less flushing, more bliss. And that's the first time tonight for me the euphoria has outweighed the healing experience. I'm happy to experience that and am in no way attached to it. I invite you to hold it with the same lightness. If you haven't been feeling your body mostly as energy until now, check it again. The phenomenon is much stronger for me now. So see if you don't feel more like energy than flesh now. And then just return to the general passive awareness of the feeling of whatever you're feeling. I am still feeling some flushing out the hands and feet, but the euphoria is still quite a bit stronger. The allies are saying everyone can now drop to zero effort. So if you're not already there, please just go to zero and just be. They will hold you securely in the field. If a part of you is concerned, just see if it'll let you try it for a few seconds and see how it feels. And if it feels okay, just continue at zero. Going to a deeper and subtler frequency now. Just relax into that. The allies are telling me that they're now taking everyone to the highest frequency they can hold. So the experiences will become much more individualized now. Each person receiving the deepest awakening they're currently able to hold. Don't try to put language on it. Language does not work at these levels. Just rest in the pure experience of it. And now, having done that, they're kind of reawakening the physical bodies. You may notice you're now becoming more aware of your physical body. Mine's coming on pretty fast, actually. And as always, the consciousness we were holding is now being integrated into the physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There's nothing you have to do. Remain passive. And they will give you your physical body back as your primary reference. And they will add on into the body as much of this divine consciousness as they can that you've been holding. And this will be a new higher baseline of consciousness. And if you work to, you know, maintain this and reinforce it in your daily spiritual practice, whatever that may be, then this can be your new normal, at least until the next upgrade. That new normal can always keep rising. So just relax into your body. You may well be experiencing it more as energy than flesh now, but it's still the same body, just you're perceiving it differently. I would say you're perceiving it more accurately. It really is energy like everything else. Just relax into this energetic process right here. Woo, getting strong. Just relax into that. So see if you feel fully present in your body, even if the body feels like energy. Just see if you feel, yep, I'm fully here. I'm feeling pretty well seated, even if the body does feel a lot more like energy than when we started. So we'll give a moment to let everyone be there and also give the allies a chance to really just, you know, saturate the body with as much of this higher divine consciousness as appropriate right now. It's as much as you can hold in this moment. They'll never overdo it, but they'll give you as much as you can handle. There we go. Okay. So I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for feedback. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies, for this lovely experience. Thank you for letting us serve the Great Global Awakening and have a great time doing it. Thank you so much. Please make sure everyone's clean, no residue from that hucha clearing. And please help each person move out of here with the highest divine consciousness that serves highest good and help them to hold that as their new baseline until it rises again. Thank you, allies. Allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this process, live or on the recording, for just as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, container is closed. That was about a 50-minute process. And we're open for feedback. So let me make sure everyone can unmute themselves if they wish. All right, that switch has been made. So anyone who's on the live call, if you're on the computer, just hit that microphone icon and take the slash off and you can talk. Let's see if there's anyone on a phone. No phone callers tonight, so it's all Zoom people. So yeah, just unmute if you want to talk. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. And we'll see if there's any questions or feedback. And if there's a lapse where none of that's happening, then we can just feel the energy. The allies, as always, are holding a field beyond the closing, just as bonus, their way of kind of saying thank you. So the field is open. Patricia says, thanks. I am so blissed out. Me too. Thank you, Patricia. Another demonstration that music is, while it can be helpful, it's in no way mandatory for our process. Anybody else have a question or comment? Feel free to unmute or type. I'm getting the sense the energy is so strong that people are just not super inclined to communicate right now. It's okay. We'll leave a moment longer to see if there's any additional feedback. Carrie says, I'm basking. Yay. Glad to hear it. James types, very good energy. Thank you. That's great, James. I know that you have not always had an easy time feeling energy. If you're saying it's very good, then that implies to me you've had a good, strong experience. I'm really glad to hear that. Well done. Keep showing up. You'll keep sensitizing. Any other feedback or questions? There was a dog in a Sherlock Holmes story that loved it as lay in bliss. I think it was called the Hound of the Baskervilles. Hmm. All right, last call for feedback. Please communicate now if you're going to. All righty, then we'll call it a night. If you're on the live call or hearing it right away, tonight is Monday, October 17. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th, we're going to have a office hour. That'll be Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. So feel free to pop in at any point. You can just jump in anytime in that hour and ask your question or whatever and pop right back out. You can just be there a moment to do your thing. And then on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, very first event, a musical journey where it's as close to an ayahuasca ceremony as I've ever done on our event. I'm just going to, you know, we'll do the usual setup and, you know, embodied awakening, and then I'm just going to play music. And Spirit Song is going to try to be here too, doing her music as well. So we'll be teaming up and we'll just let the music guide things. I may not even speak at all during the musical part. I'll definitely come in at the end, but I'll, as always, do as guided, but it's possible that the music will be the journey and you'll just have your experience. Similar to, I guess, the shamanic breathwork, except you won't be doing breathwork and the music will be live instead of recorded. So really not like that much at all. Anyhow, come on, join us for that premiere event on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you can join us live, great. If not, it'll be in the archive. And I'm excited to be guided in the moment as to which music will be called at any time. It might be intense, it might be blissful, it might be both. We'll just see how it goes. Deanna types, looking forward to Wednesday. Me too. I can't wait to see what happens. All right. Final call for feedback. Anybody have anything? All right, then we'll call it a night. Thank you, as always, grateful for each and every one of your presence, live or on the recording. It is all of us together that hold the field and make this whole thing possible. Again, I am just your empathic tour guide. We all co-created equally. So thank you for showing up and being part of the magic, and we'll do it again. Many blessings. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus, and hope to see you in another event soon, live or on the recording. Bye.